You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're talking about a major shift that has the potential to change how millions of kids eat in schools across the country. This is one of those quiet policy updates that has massive long-term impact. After nearly 80 years of control, Big Dairy's monopoly on the school lunch program is finally starting to break. Let's get into it. For decades, federal law required schools to serve cow's milk with every meal. This was not a suggestion. It was a mandate created back when the USDA and the dairy industry were deeply intertwined. Schools could not offer plant-based milks unless a student had a formal medical note. That meant millions of kids who were lactose intolerant, allergic, or simply did not want to drink cow's milk were left out. It was an outdated rule that did not reflect modern nutrition, cultural diversity, or student health. Yet, it remained in place for almost 80 years. Big Dairy held an unchallenged position in the school's food system. The Senate recently passed a bipartisan bill that finally cracks this monopoly. If it becomes law, schools will be allowed to serve fortified plant-based milks that meet federal nutrition standards. This includes options like soy milk, oat milk, pea milk, and other plant-based varieties that have become staples in households across the country. This is the first real sign that the system is catching up with the world we actually live in. Families have changed. Food science has changed. Kids' needs have changed. Now the policy is finally starting to reflect that. These are several reasons this movement is important. First, this is about health equity. More than half of the world is lactose intolerant. In the United States, that includes the majority of African Americans, Asian Americans, and Native American students. The old rule forced them to choose between discomfort and going without a beverage option. That never made sense. Second, this will reduce waste in a big way. Dairy cartons are one of the top sources of food waste in school. Kids throw away millions of unopened cartons every day. Plant-based options have shown a higher acceptance in many districts, which means less waste and more nutrition being consumed. Third, this shift opens the door for competition. For nearly a century, dairy had guaranteed access to the school lunch program. No other industry had that privilege. Now plant-based companies finally get a chance to participate and innovate. And fourth, it aligns the United States with what other countries have done already. Canada, the United Kingdom, and many countries in Europe allow plant-based milks in schools. The United States is finally catching up. This is not just a policy update. It is a cultural signal. Plant-based nutrition is becoming mainstream, and this bill shows that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle can agree on modernizing school meals. It also shows that kids are leading the shift. More young people are choosing plant-based for health, athletic performance, environmental concern, and animal welfare. Schools need to support that evolution rather than hold it back. This bill is a step toward a more inclusive, sustainable, and humane food system. It means kids who cannot drink dairy are no longer shut out. It means schools have more flexibility. It means the plant-based industry, which is already a multi-billion dollar sector, will have new opportunities to grow. This is exactly the kind of progress we like to highlight here at Vegans Explore. The bill still needs to pass through the House to be signed into law. Once that happens, the USDA will create guidelines for what qualifies as an approved plant-based milk. Districts will then begin integrating those options into menus. Some schools might move quickly, especially in diverse or health-forward communities. Others might take their time. But the monopoly has cracked. And once something cracks, it rarely goes back to what it was. Well, that's it for today's episode. If you want more updates on vegan food policy, industry news, and community stories, make sure you follow us at vegansexplore.com. And as always, thank you for being part of this growing movement. Every choice we make helps build a kinder and more sustainable world. I'm Sean A. Russell, and this is the Vegans Explore podcast. I'll see you in the next episode.